Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
And welcome to the show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry today on this Friday. Brad back in the studio in St. Louis. And I got to say, Brad, your whole team abandoned you today.
Yeah, everybody is gone.
Hopefully it doesn't feel too bad. You don't take it personal, though,
when everyone
leaves you alone.
No, this is my time to shine.
It gives me the opportunity to have some fun here with you, and I'm looking forward to working with you today. And I saw in the big headline, soon, Trump hosts Mamdani at the White House. That's a pretty big deal, Trump and Mamdani meeting. What do you think is going to come from a meeting like that? I think that the two of them look at things 100% opposite. You think Donald Trump could win over a Mamdani so he's not a terrible Marxist? Or do you think they're going to collide, things are going to explode and get exponentially worse?
I think it really depends on the attitude that Mamdani brings into that Oval Office, because I do know that Trump is a deal maker and he likes to make deals. So if Mamdani comes in with an idea that, hey, I can make deals with this man, he's not literally Hitler, I can actually work with him, I can do the good things that we need to do, then I think that they could have a positive, substantive meeting. But if Mamdani comes in here with an attitude of like, you're not going to tell me what to do and let me tell you what we're going to do, it's going to be a disaster. I mean, we kind of watched that happen with Trump and Zelensky. You know, the attitude toward Trump determines how the meeting will go. And 100%. I think, and so what I've heard from Mamdani so far is he's like, look, I'm sure there's something that we can find that we can agree on, that we can work on, that would be best for New Yorkers. If that's the attitude he brings, I think it'll be a productive meeting. If that is not it, ugh.
All right, let me just say this. Do you think that Donald Trump is getting a little bit softer? And I'll say this. I'll say to this. Let me explain. There was a time when him and Elon Musk were feuding like crazy, and they were getting along very well. And then all of a sudden, it was Elon Musk. This guy's in the Epstein list, so screw this guy. Like he went full born crazy against Donald Trump. Now they're back together. Things seems to be going pretty well. The way Donald Trump reacted to Elon Musk was, I don't know where he's coming from on this, but whatever. Like, he didn't go full blown crazy like Elon did to Trump. So I thought, okay, maybe that shows that Donald Trump's tactics in his second term, knowing that it'll be his last few years in the White House, have changed in a way where he knows he doesn't want to burn bridges. So maybe going into a Mamdani meeting at the White House, he can take a little softer approach with him and not go full-blown offense, and maybe that could be beneficial.
Well, I think this is going to be a bit of a hot take, but I think that Donald Trump has always been the guy that you just described. I think that the angry, visceral, like he's yelling and screaming, that's always a reaction. It's always a reaction or a response to what somebody else has said. He never leads with that. I think that that's also a trumped up, to no pun intended, a trumped up media caricature that they've built of him, not who he actually is, but who they want you to think that he is. So I don't think he's ever been as angry of a person, maybe he is getting a little nicer in his old age, but it isn't like a huge personality change for him.
Okay. Do we have a YouTube poll question up and running?
We do. Today's poll, we're going to give you a hard question. You got two options here, all right? Would you rather end up on the Epstein list or on the Titanic? And I've got two answers here for you. The Epstein list, I'd rather have my reputation sink, or the Titanic, icebergs over indictments. So jump on Annie's YouTube page, youtube.com/@AnnieFry. Vote in the poll and leave us a comment telling us why you picked what you picked. Because you can't just vote on this and not tell us why you picked what you picked. I've already made my decision. So,
how many people survived the Titanic? Let's see. 706 people of the 2,200 passengers survived the Titanic. So what are the odds that you would survive the Epstein list if you were on it? I mean, pretty much it's over, right? But you might be one of the survivors on the Titanic. It just could stay cold for a while in the icy waters while they try to work these things out. I don't know what the odds are, honestly, which one's better.
I mean, the Epstein list doesn't cost you your life, necessarily.
I mean, it might. I mean, pretty much you're going to lose everything, right?
But
for a lot of these
people
on it.
It might cost you a lot, you know, might cost you a lot that maybe wish you didn't have your life, but...
I will say let's say there were 2,000 names on it. Okay, whatever. Let's say there was that many. I would say there is less of a chance that you would be ruined on the Titanic than ruined on the Epstein list. I bet you let's say 700 survived the Titanic. I bet there's less than 700 that will be able to skate away scot-free after having their name on that list.
On the Epstein
list. So that's a good poll question.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a tough question, which is why if you're going to come into my chat room and vote, leave me a comment telling us why you voted the way you voted. Tell me your reasoning, because this is great. I want to hear what you guys think. It's like one of those moral quandary questions.
Yep. Speaking of the Epstein list, I love this clip yesterday with Jasmine Crockett. Can we play some audio? She went in there and she thought she had the ultimate gotcha moment. This is fantastic. So this is clip number, where is it?
It's number 8.
Number 8. Okay, so she's on the House floor. And boy, this is, I think, maybe a different clip than the one I'm thinking about. But so she was lying about the Epstein stuff, too. This, did you see that?
Yeah, this clip has the House floor clip on it and then Caitlin Collins' question about what she said.
Fantastic. All right, this is clip number 8. Go ahead.
Who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
Okay.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that
listen,
you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled. And that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans,
I at least
don't go out and just tell lies. Because it was not the same one, that's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a different Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein,
wrong.
So at least I wasn't trying to mislead people.
You are trying to mislead people. Loser.
As we say in the Midwest, she got nailed there. Well, you know what? In her defense, it was her staff that hung her out to dry, but still...
She doubled down.
Yes.
No, she could have corrected it and said, all right, this is embarrassing. I know. It wasn't the Jeffrey Epstein in question. No, she said, whatever. You know, it's still Jeffrey Epstein.
I was just trying to show everybody. Like, she's like, I was just trying to show everybody that this is how wrong names can end up on this list. And then people get wrapped up in there. It's like, but you were a yes. You were a yes on voting. That doesn't hold water either. She voted to release the files. The only person that voted not to release the files was Rep. Clay Higgins, and his reasoning was there are going to be innocent people that are wrapped up in this.
I want to go to the House floor and have audio of her. This would be perfect AI material. I have the list right here of donations. Did you know John Wilkes Booth donated to Donald Trump? The person that killed Abraham Lincoln donated to Donald Trump. Can you believe this? Look who else. Mitt Romney donation, John Wilkes Booth. Can you believe these guys here taking money from them? I want her to, like, it's so obvious. And did you see that the Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, the neurosurgeon from Long Island, responded to this?
I have not seen his response.
It's pretty good. I think he handled it in a very classy way. And if you're a neurosurgeon, you're a smart dude. He could have, gone full blown, I'm going to sue this lady, associated me with a mass pedophile. But instead, he said, quote, I think I should contribute money to Jasmine Crockett and then let everyone know that she also took money from Jeffrey Epstein.
Skill.
How crazy is that clip, though, where she's like, I don't know. I'm just going to read it. I don't know what I'm talking about. That says, does she know anything she's talking about? The fact that someone handed it, kind of like a Ron Burgundy, if it's in front of her and she reads it and she uses her time on the House floor to try to grandstand about it, and it's completely false and it's proven false easily, and then she's confronted by it, and then all of a sudden we turn around and say, okay, do you want to correct the record? And she says, no, it's still Jeffrey Epstein. Why would you listen to anything she says?
Well, it makes her sound vindictive and mean, which is like, now you have to question every the motive behind every negative thing she says. A, is it accurate? B, is she just saying it just to get at somebody or to get somebody, which is not really what you want from your politician. You want them to actually, be productive.
Yep. So we have Bill Eichel that's going to join us in the next segment. That'll be fun, right?
Yep. He's got an initiative petition that he's introducing in St. Charles County.
Wants to act something that's not popular at all. I don't know anyone that likes this. Can I say, when I moved to St. Louis for the first time and someone said, oh, you have a personal property tax? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, personal property? What is that?
Yeah.
And then they explained it to me. And all of a sudden I found, people have to do that here? Like, that's the only place I've ever lived. And I've moved so much. Like Dr. Johnny Fever. I've moved across the radio dial in different cities. Didn't even know this existed until I moved to St. Louis, and it's widely unpopular. And can I say, even when I had to move out of the area, I still got hit and had to pay it on the way out. It's like they wave at you and say, don't forget to send us your money. Not a great exit out of Missouri because of the personal property tax. So we'll talk to him about that. Not a fan. All right, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Andy Fry. Looking forward to spending the rest of the show here with you. And online, if you want to watch the video feed, if you're on YouTube, go vote in the live chat poll. Brad, by the way, what's that poll again?
It is, would you rather end up on the Titanic or on the Epstein list?
It's a tough question. I'm honestly excited to find the results of this from the audience. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To the Annie Fry Show, I'm Ryan Renker filling in. Happy to be with you today. Happy to be with you anytime they ask me to come back. And I'm glad I'm working with Brad, even though all of his colleagues abandon him today. I will not abandon you, Brad. I will be here for you. Joining us now is a representative in the state of Missouri, but running for St. Charles County Executive, Bill Eigel. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ryan. It's great to be here.
You have basically a three-part plan to eliminate something everyone hates, so I'm hoping you get a lot of support for this. Ooh. I think when it comes to personal property taxes, if you were to talk to people, I don't know if you'd find one person that would say, oh, no, I'm cool with it. That may be 100% of people hate it. So this, to me, seems like a pretty easy common ground thing that may actually be able to happen. Talk about your plan if you were to be able to become St. Charles County's executive.
Yeah, so it's a three-part plan, and we're unveiling step one today and asking folks to sign up, folks who live in St. Charles County, to sign up to put a question to the ballot that, if adopted by the voters, would allow, under the St. Charles County Charter, would allow the county executive of St. Charles to move surpluses and efficiencies of the county government directly to the county collector in order to pay down the personal property tax bills and the real estate tax bills of the citizens that are living here in our county. So this would be we would be the first county to do that, the first county to make such an approval under our charter amendment. And if getting rid of your personal property tax bill sounds good to you and you live in St. Charles County, my ask of you today is to go to the new website that we've unveiled, which is axthetaxstc.com, and sign up to add your name to a movement that's going to be the first step in getting rid of that tax. And then, as county executive, steps two and three are using the existing surpluses of revenues and the efficiencies of government that we have in this massive $600 million county budget to put together the necessary resources to actually get rid of these payments in the first place. And if we're successful, we could be looking at the end of personal property tax in St. Charles County and being an example for the rest of the state.
So here's what I think people would say to you that love paying taxes. Let's just say hypothetically that person exists. This is what they would say to you.
They do exist. They actually do exist. I don't mean to cut you off. That they do exist. They're generally the people from the taxing jurisdictions themselves that are getting the cash. They're going to resist, but that's okay.
I see. Well, this is what they would say. You want to get rid of the personal property tax. That means you, Bill Eigel, you hate schools because you must hate kids then. You hate parks. You hate libraries. You hate the homeless. Because if you cut those things, these services are going to get cuts and everyone's going to be miserable. Because without the personal property tax, what would we do? So that's what they would say.
Mm. Yeah, that is exactly what they would say. And of course, that's what they've been saying to me as I've been trying to get rid of the personal property tax statewide during my days in the Missouri Senate for almost a decade now. And the reality is, for those few dozen government officials that are terrified of losing any revenue whatsoever or any kind of reduction in the tax burden. There's nothing I'm going to ever be able to do or say to change their minds. But that's okay, because, Ryan, as you said, if I could get together the 430,000 people who are paying those taxes and are tired of paying rent to their to the government for the crime of owning a car every December 1st, they're going to be overwhelmingly supportive, which is why I'm having this conversation with the people of St. Charles County directly and asking them to change their charter. And then as the county executive, I'm going to go in and find all the savings we need in a massively overblown budget that we have at the county level. And we're going to deliver some real property tax relief to the people of our county.
Well, you're saying people that follow the law when it comes to owning a car, how many times do you find people just evade it altogether? They don't register their vehicle. They put on a fake temporary tag or no plates at all to try to get around that in order to get, and this is what they say too. You hear the argument, we're so poor, we can't afford to own a car with the personal property tax. So that's why we don't do the plates. And you know what? The police are overwhelmed. They can't stop every single person because there's so many other crimes that are happening across the region. So, you know, get rid of it altogether. Why punish the people that are following the law and then the ones that don't get away scot-free?
Yeah, well, and what's crazy here is a majority of other states have already figured this out. You know, most of the other states don't levy any personal property tax on vehicles, and yet all of those states have schools, have fire departments, have police departments. They've been able to fund their services, but they've done it because they aren't wasting as much money as we are here in Missouri. Now, I've already gotten a tremendous amount of experience seeing all the waste up in Jefferson City, but what folks don't realize is in St. Charles County, we are wasting tens of millions of dollars because we've kind of had an administration up there in St. Charles County with Steve Ellman, who've been there for so long that they've just gotten used to wasting our tax dollars and not really doing anything to bring down that tax burden. And that's where we stand today.
Yep. Can I tell you, so, you know, of course, I lived in the region for a long time, but now I'm here in Michigan. Can I tell you what they did in Michigan here to try to offset some of these things? I couldn't believe the amount of phantom jobs that the government had on the payroll. Are you familiar with this concept? Because that's how they're trying to solve problems like that in Michigan. They're trying to get rid of these quote unquote phantom jobs, meaning the job was approved, but they never filled it, but they kept the money anyway, even though they didn't fill the job, just in order to try to pad the accounts. And I thought, this is ridiculous. There's so much money that governments pull in. You can find it if you reprioritize. And it sounds like that's what you're
absolutely
doing.
Absolutely. Actually, you're talking about Michigan. They do that here in the state of Missouri, too. In fact, down in Jefferson City, we have a state workforce of about 55,000 individuals on the books. But at any given time, 5,000 to 6,000 of those positions are empty. And yet the dollars go to the state department. And there doesn't seem to be any accountability there. When I was running for governor, we were talking about getting rid of those empty positions and using the savings, which would have been somewhere between $400 and $600 million every year, to actually bring down the statewide personal property tax burden. But of course, that's a change that the status quo and the people that have been in office the longest don't want to consider. So we're going to go after this at the local level. And absolutely, the county of St. Charles has a $600 million budget where a lot of the same abuse is going on. We're going to go after that. We're going to cut the taxes.
Okay, so the website, Axe the Tax STC, so like St. Charles, STC.com, is that right?
You got it, Axe the Tax STC.com. Sign up to put your name down. We have to get, it's one thing I would note for your listeners is we have to get a physical signature in order to submit that to the county election director. So if you sign up online, somebody from my team is going to reach out to you so that we can come by and get a physical signature from you, or we'll let you know where we're collecting signatures at so that you can visit us. But either way, we've got a lot of signatures we need to collect. We're getting started this month. And of course, the timing is great because, of course, folks are starting to pay those bills. And I think there's going to be a lot of interest in how we get away from this moving forward.
Can I say what it was like when I moved to Michigan? I got a kick in the butt from Missouri on the way out because I moved in January after the cutoff, so I'm living in a different state for 11 and a half months of the year, and they send me a bill. Oh, you forgot to pay your personal property taxes because you lived here for a couple of weeks. What a pain that was. Just get rid of this. No one likes this. You can make it up in other ways.
Yes. Well, and not just personal property tax, but if you collectively look at all the taxes that we're paying as a society right now, It's more than it's ever been, adjusted for inflation. And even though the level of taxation that's being levied on Americans and Missourians is greater than it's ever been before, I haven't met a single person that feels like they're getting more from government than they ever have before. So it's time to bring this burden down. Folks are very worried in this coming year about affordability. What government officials ought to be talking about to make society more affordable is bringing down all the different taxes that we have to pay. My plan as the county executive in St. Charles County is we're going to start with personal property tax and move to real estate taxes once we're done with that.
Oh, now that's going to be a big one, too. What you're saying is for all the people that are wanting to move out of St. Louis, you want to welcome them into a place where they're not going to lose all their money in taxes. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what we're saying. Now, fortunately, we've already been the beneficiary of that because things in St. Louis County and St. Louis City have been going so poorly. But we're going to really unleash what kind of economic activity that we can see in St. Charles County and wait till we get rid of some of this burdensome taxation. And it's going to be pretty spectacular.
BillEigel.com. But if you want to find out more about this elimination of the personal property taxes, axe the tax. STC.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. I would advocate that we are taxed enough. I want to see it move in the opposite direction. We move in the let's tax more. Let's go to the ballot. Let's add more millages. Let's do more of this. Let's send more money there. Man, we got to take advantage of the opportunities where it moves in the opposite direction every once in a while because it only goes up.
Be nice for them.
Once in a while, you can get it to go down. And this is one of those times, sounds like.
Be nice to get them to stop spending instead of, you know, raising taxes to pay for more programs or whatever it is they're spending that money on.
Reprioritize. That is the key. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry, 97.1 FM Talk.
Small things. True care, truth
green. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. I was kind of enjoying the song there for a moment. I thought, let's just become an FM music station for a minute.
There's a theme to the music I did today. Each segment has a different theme.
Oh, so that one being Buddy Holly, I guess I haven't figured out the theme yet. I don't remember the bumper music for the last one.
The first song was going out was Blink 182, mm-hmm. and then we also had, we'll have another couple songs coming up.
Okay, great. You know, there's that story, a lot of people are covering it, but Fox 2 covered it as well. Police in Manchester searching for a peeping Tom. So the story about living in an apartment complex and all of a sudden, you know, someone's looking into your kid's room is so terrible. Like, that's frightening to me. And I know that can happen in a lot of different places because there's weird people everywhere. But this is like, ooh. Can we play some audio from that?
Sure.
This is clip number 7 from the story from Fox 2.
People who live in this apartment building have been adding blankets over their windows, new security cameras as well, wondering what this alleged peeping Tom's intent could be.
That close to the window absolutely nauseates me.
Melinda de Blasi, disgusted, watching a security video of a man peering through her young grandchild's window late at night.
But it's very frightening. We don't know his intentions. We don't know why he's doing this. It's very creepy. It's very scary.
I guess we'll never know his intentions. I think I can figure it out.
I don't think that they would be good. I mean, like, what?
Definitely not.
What reason do you have for looking in somebody else's window?
You're a pervert.
Or
I mean,
that's the only thing, right? Yeah, or you're looking for the stuff that you can steal from their house. Outside of that, it's not your house. Stop looking in the windows.
What's worse, a pervert or a thief when it comes to someone sneaking around and looking through your window? Well, if it's your kid's window, pervert.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I would say. We should have said this with Bill Eigel there. Maybe we can make it a law that if you catch someone peeping through your kid's window, you're allowed to beat them to the point of death. Not there, but just before, without punishment. I would support that.
Well, see, I was going to ask you because, like you said, this is scary thinking about somebody looking through your window at your kids. I don't have kids, but the thought of somebody looking through the window doesn't scare me. It enrages me. Stop.
Yep.
Like, you freak. Stop it. And I'm like you said, I would be inclined to go to jail for teaching this person a lesson.
That's why we need to change the laws. I mean, you should be able to beat them with a baseball bat, nothing sharp, until police come and arrest them, and then you have no repercussions whatsoever. I would fully support that. I think most people would. There's been instances in the judicial system where things like that have been allowed, where they've looked the other way because the jury definitely sympathizes with the dad in that situation.
Yeah.
So police are searching for this peeping Tom. If you are that peeping Tom and you are listening to the show right now, yes, I would beat you with a bat. I mean, if I caught you at my place looking into my kids' windows, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
And you deserve it. So I'll just put it right there. You deserve it.
You've earned it.
You've earned it, yeah. So that was an apartment complex, meaning did you see the video where it showed, and basically you have like the sliding glass windows in a shared large backyard area, and there's not a lot of space back there, so it's not very spacious. It kind of almost looks like it goes down into like a drainage ditch or something along those lines. So when you're going through the apartment and there's some shared areas that you're kind of walking through to get, you know, so you don't have to walk all the way around the apartment complex, and some go maybe to an upper level with the staircases. But I will say that it looks like if that one got hit, there's probably a lot of them in that whole area that got hit.
Oh, yeah.
And they are on the lookout. I advocate for getting a home security system where you can get those little monitors. Mm-hmm. And if there's an alert outside of your place, not only would the light pop on, that's a big deterrent, but you get a video evidence of what that is. I think, of all the things that I'm very private when it comes to my security, I'm very private when it comes to social media, what I post online. I don't want people knowing a lot about me personally and my family. I don't post photos of my kids, things like that. So when it comes to putting a camera on my property, there's a little bit of me that says, you know, there's a little bit of intrusion here. Maybe this Ring company or whatever video surveillance company you decide to use could take advantage of this. And maybe I would lose a little of my personal privacies for it. But then I think, okay, it's outweighed by the idea that I'm going to know exactly what's outside of my house at any given time.
Well, the way
it's
I think,
always pointed out.
Yeah, I think that you've got a legit concern there. But the way I think about it is if you're outside, you know, legally speaking, even you have no reasonable right to or no reasonable expectation of privacy. So like if somebody films you outside, you know, you can't be like, I don't give you consent to film. No, there's no reasonable expectation of privacy in a public location.
I can make an argument for that, though.
But then. And then, like, well, and I think that usually applies to, like, you know, town squares and stuff like that. But, yeah. Like, if you're aiming the cameras away from your house, you know, onto your yard, onto that, you know, there's not a whole lot that Ring can steal that I'm not willing to, like, trade off for the video of the person that steals the motorcycle. And this is a very specific story because I'll tell you this after this. A video to steal the perp stealing the motorcycle from your neighbor's house, you know. In my neighborhood, this has been about a year now, in my neighborhood, I woke up because the police officers came, knocked at my door. I don't know. It was probably 8 o'clock in the morning. In the middle of the night, somebody went down to the apartment buildings that are next to my house and stole a motorcycle. They wheeled it from the apartment buildings over to where in front of mine and my neighbor's house and were trying to push it up onto the bed of a truck so they could drive it out there. I guess they didn't want to start it and make, you know, noise and stuff like that.
Okay.
And my neighbor, God love him, he went out there. He's like, oh, no, what's going on? Because he's a very helpful person. And he's watching these guys struggle to get this motorcycle on the thing. And he noticed that the piece of 2x6 that they stole from my truck, so they stole this out of the back of my truck, wasn't big enough and didn't have the right angle for them to get this motorcycle in the back. And he's like, hey, do you guys need a motorcycle ramp? I got one. And he let him borrow the motorcycle ramp.
And,
I felt so bad for him because like I get it. Like you want to be helpful, but then at the same time it's like, oh, you just helped these guys steal this kid's motorcycle.
Yeah.
And when I was out there, the guy who owned the motorcycle was out there and there was no ill feelings and you know, he's very understanding. He's like, how could you know? And that because they fed him a big line about the motorcycle being out of gas and stuff like that, and so that's why they didn't start it.
Man, these guys were smart in the way they handled it. I wonder if they ever caught him, but when it's over, it's over. You probably never find out unless you knew the guy. So let me tell you the argument about public square that I'm very concerned about these flock cameras that are showing up everywhere.
What are these?
It's so here's what happened. I'll try to sum this up in a few minutes. The flock cameras have been showing up across the United States. Essentially, they look like little solar panels with a camera in a pole on roadsides. And then what you find is they're an independent company. They contract with municipalities, they contract with police departments, and they put these up in strategic places around a city, and a lot of them. And they're always monitoring, they're always recording, and what they're doing is they are taking snapshots of every vehicle that drives by it. They snap their license plate, they snap any type of distinguishing part of the car. So if there's a dent or a bumper sticker, they use that to help basically create a profile of every car that drives down the road right past that camera. And then since they're a third party, police pay them for that data so they can use it in times of emergency, as in, okay, we're looking for a suspect that drove by here that might be a red car or whatever. And it helps them try to find allegedly suspects and that sort of thing.
That's the claim, right?
That's the claim. So yes, there's a bunch of instances where that actually is true, where they use that to solve crimes. But the big question is, what else are they using it for, considering that these people that control the cameras are also selling that data to other companies? It's very concerning. So here's what happened. In Washington, they said, you know what? I don't think that's legal. So the lawyers argued because Flock said it's like it's public areas, public roads. This is like any other public camera. You should be. This is why all of this information is legally allowed to be pulled. Someone argued and they said, this is like a police officer tailing you without a warrant every time you leave the house. That is an illegal search and seizure. They cannot do that without a warrant. And the judge agreed. So the people that sued said, we want to know what data you're collecting. So we're going to put in a FOIA request, Freedom of Information request, because this is a government agent using this information. So once that court order went through, they said, we're done with Flock. So that was one instance where the people won. And now I'm going to imagine that's going to be replicated across the country.
Yep.
So when you mention, okay, it's in a public space, it's camera, they're allowed to do that sort of thing. I would say with a caveat, there are some instances where I think that is definitely problematic.
Right. The Constitution protects you from the government. And so in that instance, what you're describing is the government collecting data on you. The government is not allowed to do that. Now, if I am filming something with my cell phone or something like that in a park or whatever like that, I'm allowed to do that and I don't need your permission.
Well, what they're saying is, even though this was a third party, it wasn't technically the government collecting it, but the government was using the collected data. So that's why they were allowed to step in and use and say it was one and the same in that instance, if you contract with them.
Yep.
So who's to say? Well, same thing with Ring cameras. The police in Ring have the same type of agreements. You see the neighborhood apps that come up where people will sometimes voluntarily put this up, but sometimes police will get a warrant to get this information if they see a camera and the person doesn't want to voluntarily give it up. There's instances where these camera companies and some of these other people have the same type of agreements with police. And that's a government agency.
Yeah.
So how do you get around that? And when it comes to privacy, that's one of the big modern questions right now.
Yeah. They've established it even during COVID. They've established that the government is not allowed to use private companies to end around the Constitution. And that's kind of what they were talking about with the censorship when they were talking about social media censorship. Eric Schmidt sued Missouri v. Biden. He sued on this. He said, you cannot do that. That is unconstitutional. It's the exact same principle. You can't, the government can't use a private company or a private individual to end around the Constitution. They are still beholden to the Constitution, no matter where they source the video or whatever they're collecting.
Yep. There's a lot I want to get to on the show today. I want to talk about Kevin Spacey. This is such a crazy, crazy story. I do want to talk a little bit about the sedition comments. Then I'll tell you the Democrat video that came out and the response from Donald Trump. Wow. So what I thought was in the next hour, maybe 20 minutes from now, a little after 1 o'clock, what we can do is maybe take some phone calls if people want to talk about this with us. We have some clips to play. It's so funny. I think I found the far left, the far right, in the middle comment on this. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to play all three takes. You don't have to agree with any of them. You just have to tell us what you think about it. And we're going to do that a little after 1 o'clock today. We'll take some of your calls and open up the phone lines for it. These sedition comments are, man, it's the big thing everyone's talking about. And on top of that, maybe we'll have to get this after the break. Is there an ultimatum when it comes to peace between Ukraine and Russia? Well, it looks like that may be the case, and it looks like it may be close, as some indications when it comes to Secretary Rubio and Zelensky and the talks that they have. We're going to talk about that after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry on 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Brad, did you say there's some tickets to give away today? Is that right?
Yeah, we're giving away Guns N' Hoses tickets, which will be the fight is on next Wednesday in the evening. I don't have the exact time right in front of me, but we'll be giving away two tickets today. So you want to keep listening, probably in the 2 o'clock hour. And we'll give away those two tickets. You get to go watch, and the tickets actually are provided by Backstopper, so you get to go watch the fights. It's a really good time. Terry and I went last year, had a blast. I have a friend that's fighting in it. He's doing the mixed martial arts portion that they're going to do, and so I'm pretty stoked about that. So if you want some tickets, stay tuned. We'll be giving those away probably in the 2 o'clock hour, but you never know. I might just decide I want to give them away in the 1 o'clock hour, so don't,
could happen anytime.
Don't tune away.
Yep. Awesome. You see Kevin Spacey said he's homeless, practically homeless.
I have
Are
not.
Are you familiar? Well, he's like, okay, no one wants to hire me, man. I lost my home to foreclosure in Baltimore. I'm living suitcase to, you know, out of my suitcase and Airbnbs and hotels trying to scrap together gigs. And Kevin Spacey says, I literally have no home, as he's working as a nightclub singer in Cyprus. That's what he said, nightclub singer.
In Cyprus. Isn't
That's like a road trip.
Is that an Italian island?
I'd have to look it up.
Sicily and Cyprus?
Two-time Oscar winner lost his Baltimore home to foreclosure. Said, stopped just short of calling himself homeless, but he said, it's not great. When asked how he's doing, not great. But it sounds like he's kind of, well, you know, I mean, he's got a roof over his head, so it sounds like he's at least able to find a place to sleep. But it means that he's kind of like paycheck to paycheck now, like most people are. But he also probably has a couple of Oscars. Do you think he travels with him, the Oscars, wherever he goes in his suitcase?
Man, if he's really that hard up for money, he's probably putting those things on eBay and selling them.
I wonder how much that would go for, a Kevin Spacey Oscar on eBay. Man, they would rake you over the coals for those fees on eBay. Even if you got 10 grand, eBay would take 3 grand of it, seems like, the way it is.
I've never sold anything on eBay. I've only bought.
I sell stuff all the time. It's addicting. We won't get into that because, you know, wife might hear what I bring up here. She don't need to know. She don't need to know everything.
This goes into a different account. That's fun money. That's fun money.
So did you see that there's a potential of a peace deal signed between Russia and Ukraine before Thanksgiving? That's
yes.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah, I saw that. I was surprised because I thought that was all but dead, but apparently they've been working on it behind the scenes, and there's a chance.
So this is clip number 15, I believe.
President Trump has made it very clear since day one, and even on the campaign trail, that he wants to see this war come to an end. He's grown increasingly frustrated with both sides of this war, Russia and Ukraine alike, for their refusal to commit to a peace agreement. But nevertheless, the president and his national security team are steadfast in seeing this war come to an end, to end the killing and deliver on the president's promise. Special Envoy Witkoff, Marco Rubio, have been working on a plan quietly for about the last month. They've been engaging with both sides, Russia and Ukraine, equally to understand what these countries would commit to in order to see a lasting and durable peace.
Okay. So there's an article from the Washington Post. And let me just put it this way. Because it's from the Washington Post, they have to find a way to try to spin this into a bad thing for Donald Trump. So peace between Ukraine and Russia could potentially be a bad thing if they can find a way to frame it as a bad thing. Let me read to you the first line of their article on this. The White House is pressuring Ukraine to sign on its new peace proposal by Thanksgiving or lose U.S. support to the country, according to two officials familiar with the talks, speaking on the condition of being anonymous to describe sensitive diplomatic discussions. Let me just put it this way. I don't think that Americans care how it gets done. They just want it to get done, don't they?
Yeah.
So Washington Post tries to spin this into a bad thing. Like, can you believe that they're pulling their arm and they're forcing this to happen? This terrible Trump guy forcing peace between these two countries. To me, it sounds like they were trying to make this sound like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, and that's kind of like what I've read is that Ukraine might have to give up a little more territory than expected. I think that there's still a contingent of people out there that believe that Ukraine won't have to or shouldn't have to give up anything. And I like from a moral standpoint, I agree with that. Russia had no business going into Ukraine and stealing and shooting and killing people and trying to take over the country. They had no business doing that. But the reality of the matter is Russia did. Russia has made territorial gains within Ukraine illegally, wrongly, incorrectly. But I'm not willing to put American boots on the ground to retake that land for Ukraine. And the other side of it is there's no way Russia's going to give up that land without a fight because they paid an incredibly high price, too high of a price for that property, for that territory. And if they give that up, Putin is not just out of commission, he's dead. There's no way he's giving up any land. He going back to the original borders. That's just not happening. So if you want to keep throwing people into the meat grinder because you think that Ukraine shouldn't have to give that up there, I question the morality of that as well.
Yep. This is the way people used to frame this, like when I would talk about this on the late night show. I mean, this is, well, has it been that long? Essentially, they would say things like, you're telling me if Mexico came and took a part of California that you would be okay with them keeping it? I said, okay, California, you probably used the wrong example here. But number two, if we were we're in a position to defend ourselves, it would take us like a half a day to take that land back. Mm-hmm. Like it wouldn't be a problem. We would get it so fast. We wouldn't even worry about a diplomatic solution. We would be in there and it would be over. Ukraine is not in that position. They're able to defend themselves to the best of their ability. And I think we played a clip. It's admirable the way that they've been able to defend themselves. Or maybe that was on Brian Kilmeade's show. They played that clip. But all things considered, if it wasn't for the help of allies, they would not even exist right now. I mean, they would, but it wouldn't look like it is right now. They would have given up a lot more territory. So let's put it this way. We can defend ourselves. Ukraine can't. We can't continue to defend Ukraine and give them the financial support, the military support when it comes to weapons and planes and tanks or whatever we may be sending over there, missiles. We can't do that forever. It has to end at some point. Ukraine has to realize that if they don't have our support, you're going to wish you only had that little bit of land you gave up because it's going to be a lot harder on you. So you got to make the deal, and it's not one you like. I get it. It's not one you have to like. I get it. But it's the one that's going to stop this, and that's what we need right now.
Yeah, very rarely.
You can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need.
I was going to say, very rarely do you ever get happy endings and the perfect storybook ending to real-life situations. Sometimes you just get a bad ending. There are no good options.
That's right.
Like the poll question.
Like the poll question, which is, would you rather end up on the Epstein list or the Titanic? I love this poll question. Are we getting a lot of people participating so far today?
I've got some chat start. I haven't seen the number. We've got 74 votes so far, which is pretty good for the first hour.
All right, we need to get more. If you haven't voted yet on the YouTube poll, go do that. And one of the big thing, the sedition comments, the stuff that the Democrats put out, the response from Donald Trump. We're going to take some of your calls in that next hour, too, on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.